And that's an accusation that you don't want to back up.
Hello, you're listening to Bonersode 108 for October 8th, 2021. I'm your host, Richard. I'm also very tired. It's been a hell of a week, everyone. First, my phone broke, and who can function without such a critical appendage? I mean, it didn't really break. I just had to factory reset it, but then restoring from backup went horribly awry, and I lost a bunch of important stuff. So I smashed the phone with a hammer, probably should have used a spudger, and then since I use an authenticator app and am too dumb to save backup codes, I lost access to the APCS website, so I had to jump through all kinds of hoops to regain access to that. And to top it all off, Olga is leaving town next week, and I need to mentally prepare myself for the misery of having to cook for myself. It's a bunch of bullshit. Maybe I'll just burn the house down and end it all. Anyway, you'd think my producer, Bob C, would have some helpful advice, but oh no, he's just signaling me to quit my bitching and make with the prank calls. Okay, Bob, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, Rana?
This is her.
Oh, hey, Rana. It's Winston with the HOA.
Hi.
Yeah, hey, Nancy wanted me to call and let you know that we're going to be setting up a couple of oil drums in your yard this weekend. Just in preparation for the Freedom Parade and everything.
Who is this?
It's Winston with the Homeowners Association.
Winston who?
Beauregard. Yeah, we're just going to be setting up these oil drums in your yard, you know, for the parade that we're having.
I didn't know about any parade. There's going to be a parade in our association?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not really a parade per se. It's just we're just kind of having a little freedom march, you know, for the mask burnings that we're going to be doing. And that's what the oil drums are for. We're just going to be ripping off our masks and tossing them into the flames.
Well, where are these drums going to be?
They're going to be...
And why? Why would there need to be drums anyplace?
Oh, you know, just for safety reasons. You know, we want to burn the masks, but we want to do it safely. So we just have to...
You're going
to
actually burn them.
Yeah.
We don't want any part of that, and we've been working on our lawn. We don't want anything on our lawn.
Oh, you know, they're just going to be there for a few hours on Saturday while people are...
We don't want them on there for 10 minutes. We don't want any drums on our lawn.
Well, it's already been decided that's where they're going, because, like, that's where we're going to be setting up the tables with the drinks and everything, like, across...
Tables and drinks set up where?
You know, just across the street from you there, but we have to set up the oil drums just kind of next to your driveway there. You can join
in.
They
can be on the street. We're not having any drums on our lawn.
Oh, no, we have to comply with the fire hazard codes and everything, and they have to be in the grass. So, yep.
They can't be on our grass. You can choose someone else's grass.
Oh, no, it's already been decided. Nancy just wanted me to let you know.
No, it hasn't.
There's going to be a truck.
There's not going to be any drums on our lawn.
Yeah, at about 10 o'clock tomorrow, there's going to be a truck coming by and dropping off three large oil drums just right in your lawn there next to your driveway. It's no big deal. Like,
It is a big deal. We've been working on our lawn.
Okay, well,
I'm trying to tell you, it's just been reseeded.
Yeah, well,
we're not having any drums on our lawn.
Well, you can take the day off. It's a Saturday anyways, you know, just take the day off.
No, let's put them on your lawn.
Put
them on your lawn. How about that?
Well, no, I don't want them on my lawn.
Why don't you want them on your lawn?
Because I don't have to explain myself to you. Listen, woman, we're going to be doing it in your lawn. And there's nothing else to it.
No, you're not. You're not. Oh. And we will be home.
Oh, yes, we will.
And you're not placing them on our lawn.
Oh, yes.
You're not.
They're going to be there tomorrow to drop them off. I already explained that to you. We're just going in circles here.
We'll talk to the people that are trying to drop them off.
And who's that in the background running their mouth?
It's my husband.
Tell him to go do something productive.
Look, numbnuts, we don't want any fucking drums on my yard.
Hey, who are you calling numbnuts?
You're the one I'm talking to.
Well, listen here, Boner Jacket.
We don't want drums on our yard. Why can't you just get that through your dumb head?
Hey.
We don't want drums in our yard.
I need you to yell at me some more, and then I'll figure it out. And then I'll understand.
You what?
I need you to yell at me some more, and then I'll understand.
Well, apparently you don't, because she tried to tell you that we don't want drums in our yard. Why can't you get that?
Well, decided
by who?
Well, it doesn't compute. I'm dumb, so you know it's going to take a few times. Just keep telling me over and over that it's not happening. And meanwhile, I'll insist that it is happening. That's how these things go.
No, it isn't. If that's my yard, don't I have something to say about the yard?
Well, no, of course not. Not when it comes to matters of the HOA.
Oh, fuck off. I'm done talking to you.
You big dummy. You big boner jacket. Hello?
I'm still here. I'm listening to your mouth off there.
Oh, you told me to fuck off. You told me to fuck off, but you didn't hang up. That's weird.
Where the hell is this fucking clown?
Hey, you need to watch your language.
No, I don't, numbnuts.
Oh, why are you calling me numbnuts? It's impolite. Well, treat your neighbors that
you're
way.
You're telling me that I have to accept things on my yard that I don't want there.
Well, yeah, it's for the mask burning. You can join in. Just take off your mask.
Which masks are you talking about? The COVID mask?
Yeah, the mask that we've all been wearing for 2 years now, you big idiot.
Dude, I wear a mask. I'm a mask person.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so why the hell would I want a fucking drum on my yard?
For the mask burning. We've already been through this.
Oh, fuck off.
Now who's the idiot? We're just going in circles here.
Oh, this fucking club. Hello?
Oh, hey, Rana. It's Winston again. Listen, can you tell your husband that he is a big jerk and a poopy pants?
Well, he's listening.
Okay.
I'm sorry there's bad words being thrown back and forth, but...
No, that's not a bad word.
Like I said, we don't want drums on our lawn.
Well, okay,
had it reseeded.
Well, okay, we'll put them in your driveway then. How's that?
We don't want them in our driveway.
Oh, so it's not about the lawn then. It's just you don't want it in your yard.
It's about the lawn.
NIMBYism. It's NIMBYism.
You know, we're not participating. We're not burning our masks because we're still using our masks.
Oh, no, we're outlawing them in the neighborhood. You can't be wearing masks. It's against the HOA rules. No more masks. That's what the oil drums are for.
I think you're some kind of scam.
Well, how would it be a scam?
I don't know. Where do you live in?
Here we go with the scam routine now. Boy, we're just hitting all the check boxes with this call.
Well, we've not heard one thing about this.
Listen.
Who's planned all this?
Listen, go bake a cake.
Who's planned all this?
I need to do the misogyny thing now. Go bake a cake.
Hello?
Hello, Rosalind?
What are you calling about?
This is Cody. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Oh, okay.
Is this Rosalind over there on... Did I call the wrong number?
No, this is Rosalind.
Oh, okay. You're just acting all kind of mysterioso about it. Yeah, this is Cody with the HOA. I'm just supposed to let you know about the paintwork that's going on tomorrow.
The paintwork?
Yeah, Nancy wanted me to call you. See, there's going to be a paint crew coming by your house tomorrow at about 9 o'clock, and they're just going to be doing some repainting on the exterior of your house.
No one told me about this.
I know, we just the word came down just about an hour ago. See, here's the thing, we've got a new neighbor here, and I guess they have color blindness, which is, it's a protected disability. And, well, long story short, they're having trouble seeing your house because of the color of paint you have. And so to get us back in compliance with the Disabilities Act, we've got to adjust the shade of paint on your house.
This is weird.
Yeah, I know it's a little unusual. They just moved in a few days ago, though. So we're just kind of scrambling here just to, you know, get back in compliance.
Who is the neighbor who's complaining about my house?
Well, they didn't complain. I guess your house is basically invisible to them because of their color blindness. You know, it's a protected...
This is ridiculous. No.
Ma'am.
Forget it. No. Hello?
Rosalind, it's Cody again. Listen, just screaming no over and over and hanging up isn't any way to resolve this situation.
I don't want my house painted because someone thinks they can't see it because they're colorblind.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
Well, ma'am, it's a disability. It's a disability, ma'am. They don't think that they can't see it. That's the way they were born. Like, you're being hateful.
There are other houses with the same color in the neighborhood. Are they getting repainted?
Yeah, any house that's out of compliance with the Disability Act is getting repainted. We're not singling you out or anything. Jeez.
This is ridiculous.
Well, what's ridiculous about it, ma'am? We have to comply with the Disabilities Act.
It's ridiculous.
Well, what's ridiculous about accommodating a person with a disability, ma'am?
You have totally blown my mind. I do not understand what is going on.
Blown your mind?
Let me call Nancy and ask her about this.
Well, she's the one that wanted me to call you.
That's ridiculous.
Hello.
Hello, James?
Yes?
Oh, hey, James. It's Ira with the Homeowners Association.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, Nancy... I'm sorry, what?
Who is this?
It's Ira with the HOA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you the person who was dealing with the grounds?
Dealing with the... No, I'm not the president. That would be Joe. What do you mean?
No, with the grounds, I said. We had some issues about the tree in our backyard and all
that.
Oh,
yeah, I don't care about any of that. I'm just calling because Nancy wanted me to let you know that we created an OkCupid profile for you.
What is that supposed to be?
It's a dating website. Yeah, we built you a profile on there.
Whatever for?
It's just a thing that we're doing. We're just creating profiles on OkCupid for all the residents here.
Why?
It's just like a social experiment. And anyway, I'm just supposed to run a couple.
Whatever, I'm married.
Oh yeah.
What the hell do I want a dating website for? You're expecting my wife to die, and then I'm going to use this website?
Oh my God, you're jumping to conclusions. No, that's horrible. We don't expect anything to happen to her. We're just doing it just to see, you know, if there's anyone that's interested in you. That's all.
Can you do me a favor?
What? Yeah, what?
Could you take me off that website?
Oh, no, it's something that we're going to be doing for now on. And actually, there's a few questions that I'm supposed to run by you here just to update your profile, make sure it's accurate and everything.
Well, you can put everything that's going to make me the least unattractive person in the world.
Well, no, I just need to ask you a few questions here. Like, question number one. Are carbohydrates something you think about?
Well, I'm a diabetic.
Well, yeah, it's just, you know, that's a question that's important to a lot of single people, I guess. I don't know. What about, do you feel obligated to help your fellow human beings? There's definitely a wrong answer to that one. You better not say
what?
It.
What?
There's definitely a wrong answer to that one. You better be careful.
Look, I'm not interested in this, please.
Well, no,
okay, I already told you that.
Well, no, it's
and
it doesn't have,
I, you know,
it doesn't have anything to do. It doesn't have anything to do with your interest. It's just something that we're doing. But we need to make sure that we have accurate info in here, because otherwise we'll find
you. Why would you want to know anything about that anyway?
Oh, it's just.
I mean, why do you want to know about my private opinion?
Well,
in what way is that any interest of the association?
Well, it's just because we don't want to attract the wrong person. Like, we need to find you a match. Durr. That's how it works. Don't you know anything?
I absolutely see no reason for the association.
Well, don't you know anything? Don't you know anything about? Don't you know anything about online dating?
Why on earth would I know that? I'm not interested in that.
I know you're not interested. It's just like, just think of it as like a plan B, you know, like a backup plan.
That's what frankly, Mr. Tyler, is it?
What?
I'm 78 years old. I got one leg in the grave.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
What the hell do I want to get married again for?
You are morose. No, it's dating. It's dating.
What do I want to get dating? Dating in this climate I don't understand what you and I.
Well, no, you just put a mask on while you're engaging in anti-Christian activities or whatever.
What rubbish is this?
And then lastly, I promised you.
Hello?
Hello, Janelle?
Yes.
Hey, Janelle, it's Ira with the Public Relations Department here.
Yes?
Yeah, hey, I just needed to let you know there's going to be a work crew coming over to your house tomorrow morning. They're just going to be doing some paint work on the exterior for us.
Okay.
And I'm supposed to check with you just to see which shade that you wanted. You've got a couple options here.
I'm really confused. Who are you calling from?
I'm with the Public Relations Department here in...
Okay, and you're going to paint my house?
Well, no, there's going to be a city work crew that's doing some paint work on the outside. See, here's the thing. There's a new resident in your neighborhood, and I guess they have partial color blindness. It's, you know, it's a protected disability and everything. So the shade of your house right now, as it is, I guess it, like, they're having trouble seeing it.
I'm so confused. So there, I have no context for this. So someone complained that they can't see our house because of the color of it, and the city is going to paint it a different color, and I'm so confused.
Yeah, basically your house just looks invisible to them. Yep, so they'll be there tomorrow at 9:30, and there's a couple of options that we can give you as far as colors.
I'm not following anything, and I don't...
I'm sorry, maybe I'm not explaining it clearly. Basically, we just have to repaint your house.
I'm confused, though. Like,
which part? Which part's confusing? Maybe I can clear it up for you.
No,
go ahead.
Well, my
go ahead. Don't be shy. Spit it out. It's okay.
Why have you changed? I mean, this is my house. I'm confused.
Well, yeah. There's, nobody said it wasn't your house. It's just, we just have to adjust the color of it so that it, you know, it falls into compliance with the Disabilities Act.
And your name is?
Ira.
What's your last name?
John Ping.
Is that J-E-O?
Yeah,
can you spell it for me?
Yeah, J-E-O-M-P-I-N-G.
I feel like I'm on a prank call show right now.
A prank call show? No, ma'am, it's just...
Okay, someone is coming tomorrow.
Like, maybe you could just put the man on. Maybe I could just explain it to him.
Excuse me, that is extremely sexist. I'm perfectly capable of handling this.
Well, I don't know. It seems like you're just very confused about the smallest of details. And by calling me a sexist, you're basically assuming my gender, which is not okay.
No, when you tell me that you need to talk to the man because I don't understand what you're saying,
well,
I
yeah,
find
you're
that
just,
sexist
well,
someone who identifies as a woman.
Well, yeah, just,
I'm sorry.
You know,
I can handle this. I understand what you're telling me. I'm confused and did not realize that this is something that could happen. I'm trying to wrap my mind around
it.
I know.
You don't, and really, all I'm saying
is... Do not interrupt me. I would like to finish speaking, and then you may speak.
Well, no, you're just prattling on. You're just prattling on. I'm just saying, I understand you're like, it's hurting your pretty little head, and that's why I just offered to talk to Chris, because, you know, maybe he could just deal with the whole thing.
I'd like to know what the colors are, please.
Yeah, so there's eggplant and dingleberry brown. Those are the two that they have in stock right now.
Okay, yeah, thank you. I'm done with you. This is obviously a prank call.
Hello?
Hello, is Byron around?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey, Byron, it's Cody with the homeowners, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, hi, what's up?
Hey, Nancy wanted me to call and ask if you could not use our name and number anymore, our names and numbers on the OkCupid profiles you've been making.
Well, wait a minute. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we figured out that it's you that's been creating those fake profiles on OkCupid. And, you know, it's no big deal. Like, we're not mad at you or anything. I'm sure you're just joking around or whatever. But, yeah, if you could just not use, you know, the names and numbers of the residents here, we'd appreciate it.
Well, first of all, honestly, I don't know what you're talking about. Is it Chance it's my wife on Facebook?
Well, no, it's on OkCupid. And, well, I guess it could be Kathleen, but...
Yeah, I don't even know any of that stuff. I don't do stuff like that.
Oh, but, okay. Well,
tell me more, because I'll get it straightened up if it's her.
OkCupid put a trace on the account, and they said that it was coming from your house. Somebody in there has just been creating all kinds of fake profiles on the, you know, on their dating website and putting up...
Why on earth? That's just ridiculous. Well, this is going to be a war. I'm out of town right now.
It's going to be a war? What are you going to do to your wife?
Well, with her, this just embarrasses the shit out of me.
Well, I don't mean to embarrass you, but don't. I mean, you're not gonna like hurt your wife or anything, are you?
No. Okay. I just mean.
I didn't know what you mean by go to war.
No. It's
a little
extreme.
This
is just not adult behavior.
I just think you're just like you're just trying to put the blame on her since she's not here to defend herself. Like, it's okay.
Oh no.
It's no big deal. Like, I know it was you. It's fine. Just don't be putting our numbers up there. That's all. Because, you know, most of us are married here in the neighborhood. And
it just makes me angry.
Why?
Because this is grade school stuff.
Yeah, well, that's why you shouldn't be doing it. You know, just act your age.
Well, now, see, you act like you think I'm doing.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious that it's you. It's all, I can hear it in
Are
your voice.
Are you kidding me?
Well, no, I can just hear it in your voice. Like, you're obviously the one that's been doing it, and it's fine. Like, I haven't even been bothered by it. I got a couple of calls from some single people, and who knows? Maybe I'll pursue it. Like, it could all work out. But just for the others in the neighborhood, they're kind of annoyed by it. Don't tell my wife I said that, by the way.
I'm not going to tell anybody who said anything.
Or we'll have to go to war.
Oh.
Hello, Dwayne?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Dwayne. It's Cody with the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
Hey, Nancy wanted me to call you and just let you know there's going to be a paint crew coming by your house tomorrow morning. They're going to be there at about 9 o'clock to just do some painting on the outside.
Outside of what?
Outside of your house. See, here's...
No, why? I just had it painted in May.
I know. I feel kind of bad about that. See, here's the thing. Let me explain. We've got a new neighbor here. They just moved in a few days ago. And it turns out that they have color blindness, which is, you know, it's a protected disability. And I guess they're having trouble seeing your house.
Who is this?
My name is Cody.
Well.
Or did you mean the new person?
No.
Their name is Ira. They're over there on.
Yeah, and what's the joke?
No, it's not a joke.
Nobody's going to come over here and paint this house.
Yeah, it's not a joke, sir. It's just, you know, because right now we're out of compliance with the Disabilities Act. And so, yep, I'm just supposed to let you know they'll be there tomorrow at about 9.
You're serious, I take it.
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't joke about this, sir. I mean, it's not my decision, you know, Nancy.
The whole dang house?
Yeah, just, I guess, because basically your house is invisible to this person. And so, you know, just for safety reasons, we just have to repaint it.
What the hell color are they going to paint it?
Well, we have two options for you. It's up to you.
Well, somebody needs to come over and see me.
Well, yeah, they'll be there tomorrow at about 9:30.
No. There's no sense of them showing up. They can't paint this house without my permission.
Oh,
I'll
no.
guarantee you that.
Oh, no. No, we have to, sir. Like, we don't have an option. We don't have an option here because it's part of the...
My house is painted according to the codes in this homeowners association.
I know, but right now we're out of compliance with the Disabilities Act, so we have to adjust the code, and we
need
to
adjust the code. And at the time the approved color come in, then maybe we'll consider it.
Sir, we have to accommodate someone with a disability. It's not something that there's wiggle room on. That's why the contract's been signed, and we've already hired a painter and everything.
And am I supposed to stay home if it's not convenient for me just to have them run them by?
Oh, no, you don't even have to be there. Like, it's just the outside.
The whole outside of my house.
Yeah, the whole outside.
Cody, do you know a Cody? I don't know a Cody.
Tell them if they paint this house, they'll be...
Hey, is that Catherine in the background there?
Just
rattling away?
This house.
What?
Hey, tell her to quit. Quit cackling back there.
To quit cackling?
Yeah, she's just kind of prattling away back there, silly woman. Anyway, yeah, so there's two colors.
What's your last name?
Nonimsky.
Where you live?
I'm over here on, but I don't see what that has to do with anything.
What do you mean, what's it have to do anything? On whose, I don't know whose authority. What is your office in this association?
Oh, I'm just helping out Nancy, you know, because Joe's unavailable and everything. So she just asked me to call you. Look, I don't understand why you're getting all bent out of shape about this. It's for a disabled person.
I never heard of such a thing as painting a house because somebody can't see it. What are they going to do, run into my house?
Well, yeah, it's basically invisible to them. You know, it's a safety hazard. Like, really, it's for your own protection. You don't want them just driving into your house because they can't see it.
We need to report them to the police.
Hey, tell Catherine to just zip her lip back there.
Are you talking to my wife, telling her to zip her lip? Is that what you're doing?
Well, no, I'm saying that you...
I may come over and see you.
Well, no, I'm just asking you to tell her that because she's just being a distracting woman right now. While the men are trying to have a conversation, she's just prattling away back there.
She owns just as much of this house as I do, Cody.
Oh, okay, well, that's very modern of you. Anyways, so there's two...
What do you mean it's very modern of me?
Well, you know, just you're not very traditional, is all I'm saying.
Well, let me...
Anyway, there's two colors that you can choose from. I can describe them to you right now if you want.
Okay.
there, let's see, there's two options here. You can either go with eggplant or dingleberry.
You are, I hope you're not serious, because if you are...
Why wouldn't I be serious?
I don't know. Who are you?
Sir, my name is Cody. I've already told you that a few times now.
Call Nancy.
Hey, tell Catherine to go bake a cake. Man, oh man. She has no business just running her mouth like that while the men are...
I'm done talking to you. If anybody shows up here, I'm calling the friggin' police, and they're going to have a court order to paint it. I will guarantee you that.
Well, no, sir. It's in the HOA handbook and everything.
They're going to have... What?
It's in the HOA rules. You can't, you know, be out of compliance with the rules, let alone the Disabilities Act.
What do you mean? I'm not out of compliance. I had this house painted.
No, you're out of the new... You're out of compliance with the new rules, because we...
I didn't. Nobody gave me a copy of the new rules.
Sir, you're just... Right now, you're basically committing a hate crime.
Oh, well, then I'm committing a hate crime.
I think you just have a problem with disabled people.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with disabled people.
Okay.
None at all.
Okay, well, then what's the problem then?
But you're not going to paint my house tomorrow morning.
Well, no.
I will guarantee you that.
Well, no, I'm not.
I will call the police.
Well, no, I'm not.
And they will look, that painter just as well not show up. I will guarantee you that.
The painters are going to do it, not me, dummy. I'm just making the phone call.
Hey, asshole.
Hey.
You don't call me a dummy.
Well,
that's the first thing you don't do. And if that painter shows up here tomorrow morning, he's going to have a hard time getting to my house.
Well, why is that?
You do not call me an asshole. When you have a problem like this, you don't call me up 8 hours before it's supposed to happen let me know that's going to happen.
Dwayne,
now, when did you find out?
Dwayne, I didn't call you an asshole. You called me an asshole.
No. You told me I was acting like an asshole.
No, I said you were...
You called me an asshole.
No, you called... I'll replay this call to you. I have it recorded.
Okay, replay it. I want to hear it.
I didn't call you an asshole. I said you were being a dummy.
You told me I was being an asshole.
No, I said you were
and
being
then
hateful.
You told me I was prejudiced against handicapped people.
Well, no, you said that,
and
though.
You called me a racist.
When did I call you a racist?
Chicken shit.
That sounds...
I'll tell you what.
You're a chicken shit. I didn't... I mean, that sounds like something I would say, but I didn't say it this time.
Yeah, I know. You did say it.
No, I'm pretty sure I didn't call you a racist.
What's your last name, Cody?
Noname.
Onami?
Yeah.
How come you're not listed in...
Because I don't want to be, motherfucker.
What an asshole.
Hey, put Catherine on. I'll straighten her out.
Goodbye.
Put Catherine on.
Don't you call this. I got your number on my caller ID.
It's a fake...
I'm going to call...
It's a fake number. It's a fake number.
Well, then,
now you have no recourse.
Goodbye.
You'll never find me. Hello, Dwayne?
What the hell was that?
Thanks again, Bob C., for helping me repaint the neighborhood for the color disabled. That idea actually came from Low-Hanging Dingleberry. They emailed me a number and suggested I tell the person the color of their house is no longer approved because a person with partial color blindness is seeing the house in a non-approved color. The call didn't work out, and I'll be having a word with Low-Hanging Dingleberry about that later, but I'll go easy on them since I was able to salvage the idea. Thanks, Low-Hanging Dingleberry. Anyway, who cares about any of this bull roar? Thank you, everyone, for your generous support. If I don't starve to death or die in a fire, I will be back next week with more of whatever this is.
Send us a blindfold. Send us a blade. Tell the survivors, help is on the way. I was a blindfold, never complain. All the survivors, singing in the rain. I was the one with the world. Leave it up to me. Find us a trapdoor. Find us a plane. Tell the survivors.
jump in the lake.